Deus in auditorium meum intente. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Eternal Maker of the light, all light itself and perfect day, your own true light that knows no end, remains untouched by night and gloom. Now dawn is coming, day draws near, night pales and quickly fades away. Behold the day star, clear and bright, that strikes and dims the light of stars. Now we rejoicing rise from sleep, to sing our grateful praise to you. For as the sun brings back the day, it overwhelms unseeing night. And now we beg you, Holy Lord, let not the pleasures of the flesh creep in with sweet alluring flame to trap our minds in worldly guile. Let not our anger stir up strife, nor appetite provoke excess, nor hungry greed for wealth pervert, nor base indulgence seize our hearts, but firmly and with sober mind, steadfast in body, chaste and pure, in spirit wholly formed by faith, so let us live this day for Christ. Most loving Father, hear our prayer. And you, O Christ, co-equal Son, who with the Spirit Paraclete now reign for all eternity. Amen. I will sing to you, O Lord. I will learn from you the way of perfection. My song is of mercy and justice. I sing to you, O Lord. I will walk in the way of perfection. O, when, Lord, will you come? I will walk with blameless heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes whatever is base. I will hate the ways of the crooked. They shall not be my friends. The false-hearted must keep far away, the wicked I disown. The man who slanders his neighbor in secret, I will bring to silence. The man of proud looks and haughty heart, I will never endure. I look to the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way of perfection shall be my friend. No man who practices deceit shall live within my house. No man who utters lies shall stand before my eyes. Morning by morning I will silence all the wicked in the land, uprooting from the city of the Lord all who do evil. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I will sing to you, O Lord. I will learn from you the way of perfection. Lord, do not withhold your compassion from us. Blessed are you and praiseworthy, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and glorious forever is your name. For you are just in all you have done. All your deeds are faultless, all your ways right, and all your judgments proper. For we have sinned and transgressed by departing from you, and we have done every kind of evil. For your name's sake, do not deliver us up forever, or make void your covenant. Do not take away your mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven, or the sand on the shore of the sea. For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in the world this day, because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, prophet, or leader, no holocaust, sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer first fruits to find favor with you. But with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received, as though it were holocausts of rams and bullocks, or thousands of fat lambs. So let our sacrifice be in your presence today, as we follow you unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame. And now we follow you with our whole heart. We fear you and we pray to you. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, do not withhold your compassion from us. O God, I will sing to you a new song. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war. He is my love, my fortress. He is my stronghold, my savior, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings peoples under my rule. Lord, what is man that you care for him? Mortal man that you keep him in mind? Man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a passing shadow. Lower your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains, wreathe them in smoke. Flash your lightnings around the foe. Shoot your arrows and put them to flight. Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out from the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes, whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury. To you, O God, will I sing a new song. I will play on the 10-stringed harp. To you who give kings their victory, who set David your servant free. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O God, I will sing to you a new song. All you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come receive grain and eat. come without paying and without cost. Drink wine and milk. Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Dawn finds me watching, calling out for you.
All my trust is in your promise.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
How precious the death of those who purchased eternal life by shedding their blood. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. How precious the death of those who purchased eternal life by shedding their blood. To the God who gives us the joy of praising him this morning, and who strengthens our hope, let us pray.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
We thank you, God and Father of Jesus, our Savior, for the knowledge and immortality you have given us through him.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
Make us humble of heart. Help us to serve one another out of reverence for Christ.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
Pour out your Spirit on us, your servants. Make us sincere in our love for each other.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
You instructed man to labor and to exercise dominion over the earth. May our work honor you and sanctify our brothers and sisters.
Hear us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who gave Saints Cornelius and Cyprian to your people as diligent shepherds and valiant martyrs, grant that through their intercession we may be strengthened in faith and constancy, and spend ourselves without reserve for unity of the church, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.